In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdo. Monday, today, the 11th of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg in the second half of the program today. But first, on the theory that robots are eventually going to take all of our jobs, some news today about the race to decide how that is going to happen. President Trump signed an executive order this afternoon trying to give American leadership in artificial intelligence a boost. No new money, that's up to Congress, but the White House wants federal agencies to prioritize investments in AI, as it's known, a bunch of other stuff as well, training and international collaboration. The American AI Initiative is what it's called. And it comes, handily enough, as China has been pressing on with its own artificial intelligence campaign. So, if what we have here is a race between two giant economies, both rushing to capture the economic benefits that artificial intelligence might bring, who do you suppose is winning? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looked at the state of play in AI.
You have a race, someone crosses the finish line first, you get a winner. Harder to say with an artificial intelligence race. It's clear that China and the U.S. are both leaders, but who's edging out whom depends on what you're trying to measure.
It's easy to describe AI as being one technology, but it's really many different technologies applied in many different areas.
Michael Chewy is a partner with the McKinsey Global Institute.
And so it's more like an Olympics than a race, in that there are many different sports being played, each of which is measured in very different ways.
U.S. companies IBM and Microsoft have the biggest AI patent portfolios, according to a recent report by the World Intellectual Property Organization. The U.S. also has top AI talent in terms of academics and corporate R&D, says Gregory Allen with the Center for a New American Security. But in China, the AI industry has the funding and focus of its government.
You know, we don't actually know what the overall spending on AI is by the Chinese government. But it's clearly at least in the tens of billions of dollars.
Even without new funding commitments, this executive order is an important first step, says Susan Aronson, a professor at George Washington University. It lays out principles like international collaboration, but Aronson says that's an area that needs more oomph.
Given that China has 1.2 billion people and an authoritarian government, right, we cannot compete with China unless we work with our allies.
She says this race is a team sport. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.